KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies at 60 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers possible, a high around 74. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In Western Iowa news, a man who operated a dog kennel in Pottawatomie County where three dog carcasses and dozens of malnourished dogs and puppies were found has been charged with 40 counts of animal neglect. 35-year-old Dustin Young, who billed himself as a dog breeder and trainer, appeared in Pottawatomie County District Court Thursday to face the 36 simple misdemeanor counts and four serious misdemeanor counts, and he was released on bond. The dogs were discovered last month at the Young Guns Kennel about 2 miles southeast of Hancock. Officials say the inside of the business was covered with animal urine and feces, and there was no food for the dogs or water. Young's preliminary hearing is set for July 10th. Another person has been sentenced in connection with the distribution of a powerful synthetic opioid that led to the death of a Council Bluffs man. Federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Amalia Pandas of Carter Lake was sentenced Wednesday to 15 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute fentanyl that caused a death. Pandas was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release once she's out of prison. Prosecutors say she was part of a drug trafficking ring responsible for obtaining fentanyl from a source in China and selling it in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. The investigation into the group began June of 2015 when police were called to a Carter Lake home and found the body of 20-year-old Diego Lemus. Police learned a second man had been hospitalized for a fentanyl overdose. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that at around 3 a.m. today, undercover deputies in the Fremont County K-9 unit arrested a woman from Elliott. 30-year-old Cheyenne Ornelas allegedly made arrangements with an undercover deputy to perform sexual services in exchange for U.S. currency. During the investigation, deputies also recovered methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Ornelas was charged with prostitution and possession of a controlled substance. She was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak Police Thursday arrested 48-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody in the 500 block of East Market Street on a charge of public intoxication. Olivares was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And 19-year-old Jacob Anthony Anderson of Red Oak was arrested Thursday afternoon for possession of a controlled substance for his defense. Anderson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 35-year-old DeAndre Eugene Cooper and 30-year-old Charles Jesse Buterbaugh were sentenced in U.S. District Court Wednesday for possession of contraband by a federal prisoner. The sentencing was handed down in Council Bluffs. Cooper was sentenced to 100 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Buterbaugh was sentenced to serve 8 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Their sentences were each ordered to be served consecutively with the sentences they previously received in other matters prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa and the District of Nebraska. Cooper and Buterbaugh, along with other co-defendants while incarcerated at the Pott County Jail, distributed K2 and a synthetic cannabinoid. On May 17th of last year, corrections staff seized the substance from co-defendant Ivan Cervantes's cell with the use of a drug-detecting dog. Lab reports confirmed the substance found hidden in Cervantes's cell was a synthetic cannabinoid. Further investigation revealed that Cooper and Buterbaugh had distributed K2 to the other inmates. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. And the Page County Sheriff's Office reports that 44-year-old Joseph Edward Harris of rural Essex was arrested Thursday at the Page County Jail after he turned himself in on warrants for burglary in the third degree and theft in the second. Harris was unable to post a $10,000 bond and was being held pending further court proceedings. Also arrested Thursday was 32-year-old Laura Christine Hartman of Coyne. She was taken into custody at the Page County Courthouse on a warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. She was transported to the Page County Jail and bond was posted on the simple misdemeanor. And Hartman was released pending further court proceedings. In the funeral announcements, Leona Kaufman, age 100, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Leona Kaufman will be today at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Connie Calhoun, age 74, of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Connie Calhoun will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Jason Fredrickson, age 41, of Wall Lake, died Monday. Memorial services for Freddie Fredrickson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church in Wall Lake. The Farber and Ottoman Funeral Home of Wall Lake has the arrangements. Lorraine Mann, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Lorraine Mann will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca has arrangements. Douglas Hester, age 60, of Avoca, died May 31st. A memorial service for Douglas Hester will be today at 11:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Callan Scott Pollock, age 27, of Anita, died Saturday. Funeral services for Callan Pollock will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Daniel Riley, age 25, of Harlan, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Daniel Riley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Jacqueline Ramage, age 84, formerly of Avoca, died May 30th in Missouri. Memorial services for Jacqueline Ramage will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died May 29th. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Springman, age 74, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Springman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 6-year-old Zachary Williams of Audubon died June the 14th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Zach Williams will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Margaret Nielsen Metcalf, age 85, of Houston, Texas, died March 22nd. Memorial graveside services for Margaret Metcalf will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Betty Louise Henriksen, age 85, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Betty Henriksen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. June Shaben, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday. A memorial mass for June Shaben will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Daryl Knopp, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place. A celebration of life for Daryl Knopp will be on Tuesday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.